The chairman of the Committee on Government Assurance, an MP for Ho West, Emmanuel Bejira, says it is worrying when funds are invested in various sectors and they yield no results. He said there must always be value for the funds, irrespective of where it is coming from. Mr. Bejira made the comments at a meeting of the Ghana Partnership for Education Grant, GPEG, in Accra. He called for systems to be strengthened in the educational sector to ensure that monies invested are used judiciously. Rosalind Ganyaglo and Sharon Asma have filed this report.
The Ghana Partnership for Education Grants, GPEG, provides funds to enhance education development in the country. Through it, activities such as an enrollment drive and scholarship packages for needy pupils, especially girls with no access to formal education, were implemented. It was introduced to supplement the capitation grant. However, a survey conducted in 15 districts showed that only two are doing well under the GPEG, and it recorded low enrollment of girls at the junior high school level. The chairman of the Committee on Government Assurance, Emmanuel Bejira, called for further research into the cause of the problem as the project folds up.
If $75 million has been released to 75 districts, that means that the 1 million per district, and out of that 15 districts have only two schools doing very well, then there's no value for the money. Then there's something fundamentally wrong. We need to go further. One of the findings has to do with the responsibility of parents. How can we dialogue with parents to get parents being responsible for their kids? These are some of the issues that we need to interrogate further.
The Director of Policy Advocacy Programs at SEND Ghana, Clarosse Boateng, said though gains such as increased supervision at all levels and timely disbursement of funds were achieved, an intervention is needed to sustain the gains.
There are other areas that were not that encouraging in terms of participation of SMC members, that the school management committees, in the preparation of the plans. In some districts, we realized that instead of they meeting as a team to prepare the plans, the headmasters were doing it themselves and getting them to sign. And then when the monies come, they are not even informed of how much came in and how the money was spent. We've been complaining about financial resources. Now the money is coming. How about the outcomes? Are we getting value for money?
The GES planning officer, Robert Ntefo, called on all stakeholders to partner the Ghana Education Service in the campaign to sustain the project. The meeting sought to address emerging issues resulting from SEND Ghana's monitoring of the GPEG, after which a consensus will be built on key action points to be presented to government for implementation.